intensity in this quarter for, wow, it's quite a few. Well, 34 rebounds of the night.
If Vassar's going to make a move, it has to happen now. 3:29 to go, 44-31.
As Noel takes a jump shot from the right block, this one's off the mark, rebound Schenk yet again. And here come the Redhawks, leading by 13.
Cassidy is just going to salt this away.
Nick Perry, top of the key, dribbling to his left. Hands it off to Chase Winter. Does the same, except to the right wing, to San Cathrell, three-man weave. Dives into the lane, and it's in. The floater's good. San Cathrell with 8 points of the night. Four in the first half, four in the second half. 2:55 left. It's a 15-point lead. 46-31. Boger at the top of the key. Goes into the lane. Can't get that to fall, and it's out of bounds. Black jersey. Black ball underneath their own hoop. Vassar.
Kind of like last week, though, where close ball game relatively, and then toward the end, Vassar Vulcans just run out of gas.
Macon gets into the left block, pulls up, in for 2 points. Smooth move from him. He has nine, brings Vassar back within 13. 2.5 to play, 46-33. The left wing to Chase Winter. One dribble, nothing there. Skip pass to Nick Perry, and it's stolen by Stephen Hecht. He has time to go, and the layup is in for 2 points. He has four. Ball's on the stolen, and here comes Boger the other way.
3-on-1.
Third turnover for Cassidy in this quarter. Making it the right block, goes up, and is blocked by Miller, and we have a whistle. This will be a foul against Macon. That'll be his third, team's ninth, so it's a 1-1 situation. We walk the length of the court and put Darren Miller at the free throw line for one shot at least.
Well, I didn't catch the number. Somebody should be defensive player of the year for Cass City.
Wow.
On a 3-on-1.
Harbor Beach beats Memphis 60-52.
Memphis is coming up.
Very, very well-improved team for Memphis. Miller at the free throw line has not attempted a free throw, nor has he made a shot tonight. And this one doesn't touch anything, and he stepped over the free throw line as well. So
he was just happy to be there.
If you have two violations on the same player, is it to cancel each other out? That's the question.
Yeah, I would think, Two negatives, that's a what?
2:04 left in the fourth, and it's 11-point differential, 46-35.
We're dealing positives here.
Protons only. At the top of the key, Bogert tops a three. No, rebound still loose. Into the corner, brought in by Cathrell. Now still loose again, and it's in the hands of Noel. Cassidy not taking care of the ball in this fourth quarter. Their fourth turnover, fifth of the second half. Sixth of the second half. And now we have a whistle, and this appears to be a full timeout called by Vassar with 1:40 left in the fourth. It's 46-35, Cass City by 11.
If you think now that you're using your propane and you're not happy with your propane provider, you're stuck with the same company till spring, think again. Kohler Propane can switch out your tank this winter with very little interruption to your heating service. Maybe now's the time to step up to the local company and support our Thumb area businesses. If you want great pricing and impeccable service, make the switch to Kohler Propane, serving the entire Thumb area with offices in Bad Axe, Memphis, and Brown City. Call 1-888-950-7975. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
Coming out of a full timeout called by Vassar. They have two remaining timeouts. They trail by 11 points, 46-35. It'll be Vassar ball underneath the road hoop. Weisenberger inbounding into the corner to Garrett Gaughan. Nearly loses it. Pulls up from the left wing for three. No. Rebound brought in by Schenk. He's done it all night. Same result here. Instead, it's stolen, though, by Noel in the corner. The three is no good, and Weisenberger brings in the rebound. And Schenk rejects the ball out of the gymnasium, but got a little too much body on that one as well.
It brought the crowd alive, though.
It did. Second foul against Schenck on the night puts Weisenberger at the free throw line for two shots. He's 3 for 6 from the free throw line tonight. 4 3-pointers. 1:24 left. First free throw rims in. Yes. So statistically, John. 1:24 left in the fourth. 46-36, 10-point ball game. Vassar trailing Cass City. Second free throw is good from Weisenberger.
Well, it makes it a 3-possession ball game now, anyways.
46-37. Inbound to Nick Perry. Double team from Garrett Gaughan. Santa Catharelle breaks the press, and it's another steal.
And it's a foul
by Weisenberger, and Nick Perry mugs
Nick
him.
Nick Perry.
And this will go against Nick Perry. That's his third. And so we walk the length of the court and puts Weisenberger back to the free throw line for two shots with 1:16 left. And it's a timeout called by Cassidy. John?
A good timeout.
What's happening here?
Right now, Cassidy's trying to give it away. They were a little bit nonchalant with the ball in the backcourt. And Vassar took advantage of it. Vassar wants the ball, and obviously everyone knows that. So it's just a matter of having crisp passes, pass fakes, and I'm sure Coach Earl is reminding his players that we've got the ball, we've got the lead. Let's be smart about it.
Pick a number. What do you think the turnover is on the night so far?
It's
got
to be about 27.
You're good. You're very close. 28 between the two teams.
No kidding.
Cass City with 15 of them. Vassar with 13. And the crazy part, Vassar has not had a turnover this fourth quarter. So they're bringing the average
taking
down.
Taking 4 shots.
They're bringing the average down.
How about that?
46-37. Cass City by 9 points. At the free throw line is Caleb Weisenberger shooting 2. He is now 5-for-8 from the free throw line. As the crowd goes deathly silent.
That block shot maybe didn't have the effect I thought it would.
First free throw is no good off the back left of the iron. Score remains 46-37. 1:16 left in the fourth.
Needs this one.
Free throw is up, and this one's good. 46-38, 8-point ball game. Inbound to Nick Perry. Gets across midcourt. In the corner. And retreats to San Cathrell at midcourt. Down to the left block to Miller to Schenck. Right block, give and go, in for 2 points.
That's what the doctor ordered.
Schenck with 19. 48-38, 10-point lead for the Redhawks. Less than a minute to play, 55 seconds. Knoll down to the right block, goes up for the layup. No good, rebound Miller. Cassidy, good defensive stop there.
45 seconds to go. This Schenck might be an offense.
Schenck gets it at the right block and lowered the shoulder. And that is the definition of a offensive foul. That'll be his third ball control foul. So Vassar will inbound 90 feet from their own hoop. Right side of your radio. 48-38. Score remains. 10-point lead for Cass City. 42 seconds left. Knoll pick it up at midcourt against Nick Perry. Over to the left wing to Bogert. Against Schenck. Back out to Knoll. Knoll to Garrett Gaughan. Thought about popping the NBA 3, does not. Knoll now has it at the left wing. They need to score and score often. Yeah,
too much
now
time has come off.
Macon pops the 3, top of the key, no good. Rebound Weisenberger. Weisenberger turns, shoots, no good. Rebound Schenck. Triple team from him. He retreats over to Miller. Now to Sandy Cathrell. 15 seconds left. Into the corner to Perry. Underneath to Miller, to Schenck, out to Cathrell. 10 seconds left. And Cassidy is going to hang on to this one despite a few shaky moments. And there's the final buzzer as Cassidy takes out Vassar 48-38 as Cassidy gets off their losing skid and Vassar continues. Cassidy 48, Vassar 38 on the WLW Sports Network. We'll return in 3.5 minutes with your post-game wrap-up.
Save up to $7,500 on a brand-new 2017 Chevrolet Tahoe LS with four-wheel drive at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 in Sebring. This jet black beauty features a 5.3-liter Ecotec 3 V8 engine, 6-speed automatic transmission, and cloth seats. Voice-activated technology for radio and phone. Bluetooth streaming audio for music and select phones and a lot more, including OnStar 4G LTE and built-in Wi-Fi hotspot. Lease it for zero down and $399 a month. Offer based on 39-month lease with first payment and tax, title, license, and dealer fees due at signing. 32.